T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Philadelphia officials have postponed resuming some activities that have been shut down by the COVID-19 pandemic. They say new cases of the virus are no longer decreasing in the city. Our City Hall Bureau Chief, KYW's Pat Loeb, reports.
Indoor dining and gyms will now remain shut down until August 1st, unless city officials see more progress against the virus. Health Commissioner Tom Farley points out it's impossible to eat and drink in a restaurant and keep a mask on. And gyms?
Vigorous physical activity that causes you to breathe fast puts people nearby at risk. There's no one is more interested in exercise than us here at the health department, but we'd encourage people to get their exercise outdoors.
Farley says activities outdoors and where masks can be enforced will be allowed to reopen Friday, including shopping malls, libraries, and museums. Farley says the decision was difficult but necessary because the city failed to meet the target for a decrease in the number of new cases. He says the increasing new cases are in a younger group, strongly related to travel to the shore.
What we're hearing is many people living together at a beach house or socializing together at bars or restaurants.
He says he's also concerned the increase in rising cases across the country will eventually impact Philadelphia. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.